you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike? Let me tell you something about them little two-bit pity whores, okay? Don and Mike. Them and, let me tell you, I met them at a one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy. And I just walked by and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And yeah, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? Yeah. And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radio. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the you know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right, right.
God smiled on them, then God laughed at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, this is Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, tomorrow for the show, I know Spider-Man. I was wanting to bring him down for Stones tickets, if possible.
Bring Spider-Man down for Stones tickets? Mm. Sure.
2002 Spider-Man.
Is Spider-Man somebody you talk to on the bus?
No.
And nobody else can see?
No, just a special friend of mine.
Yeah, sure.
He's been talking a lot about Don, so...
Bring Spider-Man down.
He knows Don, so...
You got the red flare going up here. You sound like trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want Spider-Man to come?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Oh,
we say trouble and
no,
you say
I'm not trouble.
Trouble.
Well, give us some more detail there,
please.
Pal.
Explain.
Well, it's a 2002 Spider-Man.
2002 Spider-Man, but you got that.
What is that
sound in your voice?
What does
sounds
that
like
mean?
You work in us.
What does that mean when you say he's the 2002 Spider-Man?
The new Spider-Man.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, it's the older one's a different version.
Yeah, different version.
And exactly what does the new Spider-Man bring to the table that the old one didn't?
Oh, he has the 3D webbing and he has the gray eyes, the silver eyes, instead of the white eyes.
All right, now, Mike, now I'm going to turn a corner and tell you that perhaps this guy's not a ball buster. He perhaps is one of the... comic, sci-fi, Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, why don't you quiz him? You know your way around a comic book.
All right, I would be glad to. Peter Parker's real name. Or, I'm sorry, Spider-Man's real name.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
Newspaper he worked at.
Daily Bugle.
Editor-in-chief.
That got me there.
Mm.
You don't know that?
I don't know him that well. I'm not really one of these geeks. But I do know Spider-Man. I was wanting to bring him to the show.
Yeah, Robbie, what?
I'm just going to make a wild guess because sometimes I speak dumbass. Do you know someone who has a Spider-Man suit and you're going to dress him up and bring him down?
Yes.
And that's going to be like your freak show entry?
Yeah. Correct assumption.
Spider-Man then would have to do something.
Amazing.
Well, he could run around in a diaper, but I don't know how well that'll go over.
How about just the Spider-Man top with an adult diaper?
All right.
That would work for me.
It would work for me as well.
All right, goodbye.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And Boots.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would like a strip for a nerd.
You would like to what?
Strip for a nerd.
Strip for a nerd. Now, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Yes. But that's okay.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here. That's fine. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Probably a skinny Christina Ricci.
Mostly how can you get any skinnier than Christina Ricci, who makes Calista Flockhart look like Rosie?
Well, I guess she used to not be as skinny.
All right, hold on.
I guess like her now.
Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Strange goals.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, would that be me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi there. I might qualify for your geek niche.
You're a smart, nerdy guy?
I don't typically like to think of myself as nerdy, but you may, so...
Yeah. Here's the deal. If you're a smart guy and you want to be one of the guys that plays the Brainiac edition of Strip Trivia to try to go to New York to win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the first thing you got to do is find yourself a hot piece of ass who's willing to take her clothes off.
Now, you might say to yourself, gee, how can a nerdy guy possibly find a woman just like by hanging out that would be willing to come down here and take their clothes off? Well, you know what?
You might have to buy her. You might have to look in the yellow pages.
Might have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this would be a problem.
Wow. Very good, sir.
All right, well then, stay tuned.
He is smart.
We'll be picking our eggheads very soon. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I'll be on your strip trivia. No, me and my wife.
Really, are you a nerd?
No, but I'm really damn smart.
All right.
All right. Listen, wait until we ask for callers.
Okay.
We've got this whole.
We gotta focus
thing tomorrow.
We gotta focus on Philadelphia.
Stone thing tomorrow.
24, and she will get naked. None of my friends have not seen her naked yet.
All right.
So that's when should I call next week?
As soon as you hear us ask.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Great show.
Thanks.
What a wonderful comedy.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
What a wonderful comedy just made. My wife's 24, and none of my friends haven't seen her naked.
Wow. Great. We're getting lots of calls about this. We want to make sure that everybody knows tomorrow we're going to be at Legends.
Right across from Veterans Stadium.
Live show. What would you do for tickets to see the Stones?
We're having a big Stones party down there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And first prize is tickets to all three Stones concerts.
And a VIP reception.
And $500 in cash.
Wow. Great prize.
So we'll see you tomorrow live. And then we'll talk about the egghead thing. You know, although we have something even before that. Friday night, for everyone who listens to the show in D.C. on WJFK, we have the March on Main Street.
Right.
Join us Friday night at 7 o'clock right here, Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, the Don and Mike Show on Main Street. The first 106 people here
will be part of the march.
Will join us as we march down the street.
Right.
Myself with my new reconstructed toe.
Oh, good.
Marching with you.
You're going to march this time?
Yes, as we go to Bridges. Where they will have food.
Yes.
We are supplying free food.
Wonderful.
Free pool tables. It's a big pool joint.
Right.
And, of course, we can't buy you booze.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get food for everybody on us.
It's going to be a blast.
And our thanks to Bridges for helping us out. So that's Friday night. If you live in D.C., you want to be here at WJFK by 7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
I know that we had less than 94 people last week in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the station being downtown, and we just started the afternoon shift a week and a half ago.
Right.
Something tells me Friday night here.
Well, yeah, you've been on here a little while.
We'll be turning people away.
Yeah. Very good.
So make sure you're here early.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, we'll be in Philly doing the Stones thing.
It's kind of making my head hurt, keeping all this stuff straight.
So you got it tomorrow. It's Philly. It's the Stone Show.
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh, and also that little thing known as my birthday.
Yes.
Then.
It's your birthday tomorrow?
Then Thursday, we'll start setting up the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Egghead Strip Trivia deal.
And, you know, I was thinking about what you said, and I made a comment to you earlier in the year when I said I got you something. I said, just consider it an early birthday present, and technically, I am ahead of Buzz, but I'm getting you another gift, because I said that was not really what it was.
Uh-huh.
But technically, I beat Buzz to the punch on getting you the gift. If you consider that back in the summertime when we were up in Philly, what I said, I was thinking about that. So I am ahead of the curve as far as Buzz Burbank is concerned.
True.
Technically,
there you go.
True,
true that.
True. Right.
True that. And I love measuring friendship by gifts.
I know you do. Yeah. I know it's very important to you. And it was the Houston jersey, correct?
Yes,
Houston
Warren Moon. Yes. Yes. The materialistic stuff is what matters to me. Your years of loyal friendship and companionship mean dick.
There it is.
Get me the best present you can.
And now we know the new rule. And deliver it as early as possible.
Okay, well, you know, computer,
I don't want to upgrade
computer,
now.
You sound like Jean-Luc Picard there.
I don't want to upgrade now.
No.
I just want to get back online.
Yes, please.
Like, God, these computers suck ass.
Computer, where will we be going for the birthday celebration tomorrow night? It sounds like your friend, and now he's turned it on to me.
He did say please.
Don and Mike.
Of course, much more realistic than the comment he was making to you.
Right, he wanted Mike to do something to him.
Right, he wanted to eat something on you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Something you didn't have.
Once again.
Oh, dear.
Everyone, there's the problem. Please. When I'm here, when I'm in the studio,
touch it.
I'm going to hit the delay if someone says to Mike, please F me up the A.
Yes. That's the new rule, and I'm sure that will be implemented immediately. You're the only one that hits the delay.
I'm going to hit the delay. There's no reason.
That'll go right through.
Because if I hit it, and Brown Gwendy hits it,
right,
and Charlie hits it, and
Travis Bickle.
If four people hit the delay at once,
right,
it knocks out our phone line.
Sure does.
Travis, Gwendy, Charlie, you can all go home.
Travis, why don't you just take a nap?
Okay.
Are you there, Don and Mike? Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. Just wanted to make sure that you guys were careful about the nerd that you pick.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, if you think about it, if they're too smart, they won't get, like, the pop culture stuff.
Hey, Justin, we didn't counsel you when you were, you know, when you made it to the finals.
Oh, that's right. You never made it to the finals.
No, you were watching me on the finals.
I know. With your great smile.
Yeah, right. Because you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's right.
I was talking about American Idol.
Oh.
I'm serious, though. You got to watch the $200 questions.
But you were never on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You're just some schmuck.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm just trying to tell you guys, be careful when you're picking your nerds.
And you be careful when you're picking your Klingons.
You know what? I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm not a Star Trek fan.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock hour of the Don and Mike Show.
You're an asswipe. Clearly, you are. I swear to God, guys like you come out of my stool every day. And you don't say anything. You don't say nothing.
I mean, a little rebuttal, anything. Come on.
You know, I've asked dirtier dukes than you guys.
You've what?
What?
You've asked
what?
Dirtier dukes than us?
Oh, I know. I just figured out what the S stands for. Oh, that's nasty.
I've S-H-I?
No.
Smoked? Sucked.
Yeah, the last one. Huh. What other syntax could make it seem logical?
Why would you want to suck someone's duke?
Excuse me. Prison?
Not at Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Aaron from Philadelphia.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
What do I have to do to get Rolling Stones tickets?
Aaron, it's up to you, honey.
I can take my top off for you.
All right, now that, of course, that's great, but we like something more than that.
Like what?
Wait, excuse me just a second. I realize we're in the 5 o'clock hour of the Don and Mike Show, but, you know, Don, really, if Aaron wants to come by and simply try, who is the celebrity you most resemble, Aaron?
Probably Linda Evangelista.
See, I see no reason why we would just,
However, it's so pedestrian. It's so...
And you are so sleepy when we get into the 5 o'clock hour. I'm telling you,
right,
2 hours ago you were saying it would be fine.
Let me just write you a note.
All right.
Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I know. I'm aware of that fact, but earlier in the broadcast today,
we were talking behind the
curtain.
Yeah, if girls want to get naked.
Right.
Why? I'm talking about naked. Naked. Naked like for a gynecological examination.
Right.
That's different than just coming down, and what I'm hearing here is just like lifting up your shirt.
I simply want to encourage.
I'll stand there with my top off. I don't care.
Well, and you know what?
I'll lift it up and then take it back down, because no, that wouldn't deserve them.
And you know what, really, I would also say, because that type of activity would have to happen behind a curtain. You might want to wear something creative tomorrow.
Wear something creative.
Do I make myself clear?
Mike, I believe you have to go deeper into the candy to get to the chewy center.
I think you may be right. When I say wear something creative, skimpy attire is encouraged for tomorrow's show.
Creative, skimpy attire.
Now, do I have to repeat that?
No, not at all.
All right, so
I
you
got
under,
it loud
you,
and clear.
All right, so we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Okay, and what time are you guys going to be there?
3 o'clock.
You start 3?
3 o'clock.
And if there's any tricks you can do,
yeah, that'll help.
That really helps.
Some tricks, okay.
Think ping pong balls.
Okay.
Bananas.
That's a little scary, but we'll figure something out.
All right, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
She ain't coming.
She's smart, though.
What time?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, she's listening to the show right now.
Yeah. What time tomorrow? What time do I have to be there?
I bet you she has beautiful big jugs, though.
Yeah, she's hot. There's no question about it.
So stupid. She has to be hot.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, I'll bring down jalapeno peppers with my fiance. She can wear a bikini top. She can feed me the jalapeno peppers. You can have like a great big gulp right there in front of me that I won't be able to drink for like, say, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or Tabasco sauce, whatever, something like that. How's that sound?
You know, if you dial it in, you hone it, you refine it, you might be...
I think you're close. I mean, you're talking about a hot fiance,
right?
Skimpily clad, you with a jalapeno peppers and Tabasco sauce.
Right.
You know, you're on to something there.
Keep take the Tabasco sauce, okay? You put it into a bowl and take two jalapenos at a time dipped in the Tabasco sauce.
Okay.
And then you'd have to have a number. You'd have to say,
yeah, how many?
Don and Mike, I can eat 25 jalapenos.
The number I was thinking of.
That are dipped in Tabasco sauce.
Gotta go.
While my beautiful, hot girlfriend
feeds them to me.
Sits here with pasties and a G-string.
And you know what? She can take the jalapenos in her teeth, because they have a little stem, dip them into the Tabasco sauce and feed them to you as she bends over you.
Very nice.
Oh, my God. Hey, she has a twin sister, and I'll try to bring her, too.
Fantastic. Oh, there you go.
Twin.
And let me just say that no one has even mentioned dogs.
Ah, yes. Dogs will eat anything out of anywhere.
Hey, one other thing, if you don't mind.
What?
Hey, the way you give that short shrift to Tom Gavin most of the time when he calls in. Don?
What?
You know how you give the short shrift to Tom Gavin?
No.
The short shrift?
We don't do that. No, we rarely do that to Tom Gavin. He's on almost every day.
It's just sometimes.
But I mean, you can't.
I'll tell you, the only time that I cut Tom off is when he's annoying pain in the ass who doesn't know when to shut up.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. All right.
Bye.
Bring the twin.
Dick.
Oh, maybe not.
Oh, he'll bring her. And I guarantee she'll be fuggly. She won't be ugly. She'll be fuggly. Hi there. Which one of you is Don? Which one of you is Mike?
Here are the peppers.
I've been told a celebrity I most resemble is Tony Soprano's sister.
Janice? You know, you brought up dogs. We haven't even gotten into that. Will they...
Yes.
Are they cool with canines down at Legends?
I'm assuming they are.
It's a bar.
I'm assuming they are.
You know, it'd be fantastic.
Bring your peanut butter.
Absolutely. Bring your dog food.
Oh.
Bring milk.
You know, listen. Now, right there, we've stumbled onto something else we love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love the animal acts.
We love, not only that, we love humans eating dog food.
Oh, we do.
We love humans eating cat food.
We do indeed.
We also love dogs doing human stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, dogs acting like humans.
Cats and dogs loving each other.
Dogs dogs licking, dogs sniffing.
Absolutely. You know, we've done it before, but, this type of event tomorrow, a lot of stuff we've done in the past can kind of work its way back in. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to have too many people kissing their dogs because we did the whole show on that.
Right.
But you know what? It was absolutely wonderful.
When we had the show, people made out with their dogs.
Mm-hmm. What about a piercing on the show?
Sure.
You could do that.
Come down, you want to... No, not your dog, though. You have to pierce yourself.
Good. No dog piercing.
Didn't hurt him. Didn't hurt him at all.
All right, hold on. Obviously, we're wide open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just saying.
I mean, we're kind of now getting into it now, thinking about tomorrow's shows. We're throwing these ideas out. If that helps you, if that motivates you to come down and win your Rolling Stones tickets down at Legends across from Veterans Stadium in Philly tomorrow, that's all the better.
Right. Want to mention, if you can't win your VIP Stones Tower Theater First Union Center package from us, from across America, you can purchase one by going to musictoday.com.
Very good.
And I, for one, can't believe that nobody in Philly, maybe they do this, I've not heard it, First Union Center, which is the big arena, it's the FU Center.
Yeah.
Wow.
How come no one calls it the big FU Center?
There's a toy poodle right out there in Philadelphia just going, hey.
Right. Tim's all excited.
Sitting there, that sound you hear is a pill bottle being fumbled with.
Here's Tim. He called it the FU Center.
Get him off the floor. Paddles. Get the paddles.
Listen, Tim, I got news for you, my friend. Tomorrow's going to be the day you're going to see how you do a remote in Philadelphia.
Amen, brother.
Okay? Bring him back to life. There he is. There he is.
Ah, he's fine now.
Tim Sabian's alive.
He's found us. They said something about dogs eating peanut butter and then... FU Center.
And he's down. And he's down.
More impressions.
Down goes Sabian.
Down goes Kelly.
Listen, this is, I think, interesting. I know we got a break.
Not too, like now.
Now?
Yeah.
Do I have time for this in the next break?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
It's not the heat. It's the stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Tom from Jersey.
Hi, Tom.
Everybody in Pennsylvania and Jersey calls it the FU Center, so it's nothing new when you guys call it the FU Center.
One man will be very relieved.
Tim will be very happy. Yeah. Well, we never heard it as such.
Oh, you never heard it as such, huh?
No.
Well.
It's funny.
Now you know.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, well,
see you at the FU Center.
FU Center. I'll meet you at FU.
All right, thanks.
FU.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Tonight on TV.
Yes.
I'm looking here and I see, I mentioned this earlier, you got 70 Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
That's new.
Goddamn NBC. How many times are they going to drag out Bill Cosby's tired ass for a look back at the Cosby Show?
Oh, that's a rerun.
Cheap programming.
But at 10 o'clock, right here on ABC.
ABC.
New programming.
Mm-hmm.
Regis and Kelly.
I'll be there.
In prime time.
Man, I will be there, and I hope she wears something special.
Like, you don't see these two enough. There is a hotline, the ABC information hotline.
Oh, to promote this?
Well, now, here's the deal. A press release says it is not the Regis and Kelly show.
Mm, right.
It is not live with Regis and Kelly Lee.
Not tonight. It's a special prime time show of its own.
And there are differences, and I guess, hold on,
maybe the hotline will explain those differences. Okay, Shecky.
One can only hope.
Well, I think everybody already knows.
Okay, Billboard.
Calling it now. Regis and Kelly in prime time is what it says.
Hi there. This is Regis Philbin. Thanks for calling the ABC Primetime Hotline. Tonight, Kelly and I will be on ABC with something very special. And here's today's story. A few moments later, Nadine and I had the opportunity to travel together on business. Nadine was my assistant. As we waited in the first class lounge, Nadine said she was bisexual and that her favorite sex toy was a vibrating egg. These comments were so totally out of context that I was momentarily taken aback. I couldn't believe it. But I quickly recovered, rearranged myself in my seat, and jumped back into the conversation. I had taken a chance and hoped something like this might happen. And I packed my collection of toys, including, as it happened, a pair of vibrating eggs. When I mentioned this, it was a kick to see Nadine shift in her seat as color flooded her face. We reclined in our seats, kicked back and covered ourselves with a blanket to keep warm. Nadine rested her head on the shoulder, my shoulder. I lightly caressed her arms in midsection, and her body language told me my ministrations were appreciated. I found the silky smooth skin of her stomach, exposed as it was above her low-riding jeans. Chills ran down my spine as I tenderly moved my hand south. She turned and rearranged herself to ease my exploration. My fingers became part of her, lolling among the big spray of curly water.
You know what? You know what I say to that?
That's not right, is what that is. Yeah.
That's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit that we've run into the ground. Let me now take away the charade. Let me just call Regis. I'm not going to make a pretense that I'm calling a line where Mike is doing one of his great voices and reading out of Penthouse. I'm going to call the real Regis Philbin up.
Okay.
God knows we've had him on the show before.
Yeah, sure.
You know, enough with this.
Yeah, I know.
We've done it a few times. We've run the bit into the ground.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's, you know, we have done it a bunch of times.
So now I'm going to call the real Regis and ask him about the Kelly Lee Show tonight.
Hello?
Reed.
Who's this?
Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
What, are you working out or something?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Can you give me a second?
Yeah.
Michael? It's that bitch jockey. Put some clothes on.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell he wants. Hold on, I gotta get on the phone. Yeah, what do you want, Don? How are you? Are you watching, you're calling from Baltimore, right?
Washington?
Baltimore.
Washington?
How are you? What have you been up to?
Reed, wow, you're out of breath.
Yeah, I was in the middle of something.
What were you in the middle of?
Hold on a second. I know he's going to be off short, but he's just calling me for a second. Yeah, all right. Now just go back to bed. Go back to bed. Don't give me that look. I'll be all right.
I know what you're doing.
I know I'm mad at him. How are you?
I know what you're doing.
What's that?
You're having love with Michael Gelman.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
That's untrue. I'm not doing that. I'm absolutely not doing that. I have nothing to do. How do you know that?
You've told me before about your love affair with your producer, Michael Gelman.
I got to be honest with you. I was. You caught us right in the middle of wonderful pleasure.
You're pitching or catching?
I was catching.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm so out of breath. It was like the best I've ever had. And you called right at the moment. I finally got my breath back. I'm in pretty good shape, but Mike, hold on. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, turn the other channel. Yes, put on. Yeah, it's Auxiliary 1. Auxiliary 1, that's what it's on. We had a porno on.
Is he gay?
Yeah, of course. How are you, Don? How are you? Now that I got my wits about me, we can go back to do that anytime. Certainly wouldn't be the first time I've been interrupted. And how are you down in there, Washington? Will you be watching my primetime special this evening?
Well, actually, we were doing a bit. I bet you find this funny.
Oh.
What's happening, Reach?
God.
I don't want to hear this.
Hold on.
You know,
I'm on the phone. Do it.
You know what? I'm hearing like J.O. sounds.
God, I apologize.
Regis.
He's tickling me. He's tickling me right now. He's great. Oh, you're great. Michael, put it down. Put the toy down. Put the toy. All right, I'm talking to you. You have my undivided. Was this a scheduled interview?
No.
You can't just pick up the phone and call me during my private time. This is my private time right after my workout and right before I have to go back to my house in Connecticut.
This is
my time at Michael's apartment.
Let me tell you about the bit we were doing.
How did I give you that cell phone number?
We were doing this bit.
Yeah.
Where we were allegedly calling the Regis Philbin hotline.
Oh, did you hear that partner of yours?
You know, Mike, he does a great impression of you.
Yeah, did he do that? Did he really do that?
He was reading out of Penthouse.
Did he get you your birthday present yet?
No.
Oh, that bastard. What a son of a bitch. Give him my best, won't you? And tell him not to be get into my voicemail again, like he did when I was in California. That son of a bitch. That drunken prick.
I think you were in Hawaii that time.
Yeah, well, we were on the way to Hawaii, but we got into the machine when we were in California. Wow. Don't you remember that? That went all the way to the top, Buster Brown. I don't mind telling you.
Well, the bit that we were doing was...
Did you see the Jeff Goldblum interview the other day? It was great, fabulous.
We were doing a bit where Mike is pretending to be you.
I understand.
And he reads out of Penthouse magazine.
You mean the letters?
Yeah.
Oh, that magazine bores me. It's all, it's all these women. You know, they never have, they never have guy stuff. That's Blue Boy is what I like to read. They've got letters in Blue Boy also. When it talks about the guys that find each other, in different, stages of undress. There was a great letter. I subscribe to Blue Boy. There was a wonderful, wonderful article, and there was actually one of those letters about jockeys. I loved it. It was fantastic. Two jockeys. A lot of them are gay. Are you aware of that?
The show tonight, this Regis and Kelly Lee show at nighttime.
It's you're gonna enjoy it. It's kind of a promotional vehicle for the shows on ABC, and we think you're gonna enjoy it. We think it's gonna be wonderful. It's gonna be fantastic.
It'll be the same crap you do in the morning.
No, it's gonna be a lot of interviews, celebrities, all your favorite ABC stars, and Kelly and myself, and she'll be wearing a wonderful, lovely outfit, and I'll be wearing some very, very nice new clothes that Michael picked out for me, and it should be a beautiful evening. And I could talk all day about it, but if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to what I was doing, if you don't mind.
And what was that?
I remember
you were catching, not fishing.
Yeah, I'd like to get back to, and the whole show ends with one big money shot. No, I'm just kidding you. I know you like that dirty stuff, so listen, I gotta run, okay?
All right.
Hey, nice talking to you.
I only hope that he just sets the phone down and forgets to hang it up.
I hate to hustle you off the phone, but it's time to go.
No problem.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear. See, he's done it again.
Yeah, he does it.
It's an old man thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think so.
Come back here, you'll be a wild head. No, he was the disc jockey. The disc jockey does the, show. Yeah, okay. Let me take these off. You take your pants off. May I take your pants off, Michael? Oh, hello. Hello, my friend.
God.
Let me just talk into the microphone.
Unbelievable.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to hear this.
Okay. Come on. Ride me. Okay. God.
Regis! Regis!
What's that sound?
Regis!
Oh, jeez. Hold on.
Regis!
Get off me. Hi. I didn't hang up the phone, are you?
You didn't hang up the phone.
All right, I'm going to get it right this time. This goddamn cradle never does the right thing. But fine now. There we go.
Oh, still there.
Oh, that's it.
I know what's happening.
Oh, tickle God. Me. Tickle me where it counts.
Oh, God.
Michael. Michael, that's the best yet. Oh, fantastic.
I know what's...
All right, reach around me. Reach around in front of me. Please.
Play.
Right. Where are the handy wipes?
Play.
What do you want to eat? Are you hungry? That was fantastic. Oh, there's the goddamn phone again. Sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it, but you don't want to hang up either.
There he goes.
Yeah, it's like a car wreck.
It's Regis Philbin, everybody.
Nice of all.
The secret sound, number one, it's gone on way too long.
Well, you haven't given out liberal clues.
Here we go. We're going to start doing the contest at least twice a day, and let me start by cutting the jackpot in half.
Yay! Okay. Rob's happy about that.
$500. Here is your new clue.
Now I'm waiting like everybody else.
I told you before that it's a common, everyday sound. Heard it most, modern homes.
Modern, that's what gets me.
Modern homes. This secret sound requires electricity.
Okay.
No, I think it's
yeah. You didn't like that clue?
Well, you know, lots of things require electricity in a modern home.
It requires electricity.
Okay.
Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636 and win five bills, five Benjamins, $500 right now.
I got it.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll be right back. Well, you know, enough with him. Why, every time I go to play my name and Mike's name, why don't I play his name?
On the log.
Jesus Christ. I know, but put it so that my name and Mike's name is right there. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You honor me by giving me gas.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I'll drink to that.
Tumbling, tumbling dickweed. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
Just ahead of call 100. I got a call coming in.
All right.
Hello?
How could you do that to me?
Who is this?
You know who this is. This is Regis.
Ooh. Hi, Regis.
What the hell is that all about? Why'd you broadcast that? I just got a phone call. I got four phone calls, as a matter of fact. People saying you were deliberately broadcasting my being with Michael. Why did you do that to me?
Regis.
How could you do this? Why are you doing this to me?
We do it all the time.
You've upset me more than I've ever been upset in my life. I told you. I gave you the rules. I spelled it out for you. I will talk honestly about my homosexual relationship with Michael Gelman, but I will not let you broadcast the fact that we're together when I put down the phone and I accidentally don't hit the cradle.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, Jesus.
You're on the air now.
You're killing me right now. You're destroying me. You know that. All right, we're gonna have to have this conversation later. I just want you to know I've got my eye on you, Buster. Do you understand me?
My best of Michael.
You're causing a lot of trouble. I will not tolerate this. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, sir. You know, he did it again.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Phone's off the hook.
Oh, now he's crying. He's
sobbing.
That bastard. Everybody's going to know I'm gay.
What's he calling me a bastard for? Hey, Regis. Regis. Regis.
Michael, arguing gets me wet. You want to come over?
Regis. Regis.
I think I did it again.
Regis.
Goddamn phone. Won't go in the cradle.
Regis.
Hey, I'll fix this wagon. Look where I'm putting the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm going to terminate the conversation this time.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I hung up because I think he was putting the phone.
It sure sounded like that.
Yeah. The phone was taking a trip to Batville.
That was not nice at all.
No,
I didn't like that at all.
The phone was going to check out Duke.
Highly irregular.
Not right.
Duke University.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
This is Ray, calling from Wichita.
Ray, you
Hello,
won the...
Hi.
You won the Blockbuster prize pack, including a DVD copy of the movie Frailty with Bill Paxton and Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, our favorite.
McConaughey?
Make a great Frisbee. Rent it today and make it a Blockbuster night.
Paxton and McConaughey. That's, all right.
You're going to play for $500.
Oh, my.
The sound, which is a common everyday sound heard in most modern homes, needs electricity.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Sammy Davis Jr.
I hope it's hot.
It is. I'll need you, Rob.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now, here, clues again. And I feel like Rand or McNally. I'm writing you such an easy roadmap. Modern homes and needs electricity.
It feels darned odd.
Weak effort there.
I need you on mic when you're going to do that. I really
on the
do.
Phone.
Yes. For, next time, please.
For $500, what is it?
I'm probably wrong, but how about opening a toaster oven door?
Opening a toaster oven door.
Can I tell you how
we're sorry.
Can I tell you how I missed the guesses from Wichita?
Yes, I know. They're back, though, Don, because we're back on live in Wichita.
Toaster ovens are modern there.
Toaster oven, yeah.
A toaster oven.
Bingo, Buzz, you're reading my mind.
KY gel. Gladys.
Pardon me?
Get some KY gel, Gladys.
Yeah, and then let's throw out a nonsensical reference to a person
you know
who was on the...
She's so drunk.
Yes, we do, yes.
Right.
Right now.
Anything else?
Nope. Have a good... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for playing.
Hold on, please. You know, that's...
As I make you feel, Buzz. A little embarrassed.
That's Buzz's hometown.
Just a little.
We bit. Buzz is from Wichita.
Yes, I am.
Modern. Electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
Have some KY.
An icebox?
KY. Let's go do a Buzz now with the news cubicle, Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Bareboat.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Wichita boy.
He made it up.
No way, Jose. It's Bareboat. What is your lead story today, dude?
Today, Saddam Hussein has a change of heart. Or so he says.
Let me just say something.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even start the news, kill him yesterday. Kill this bastard yesterday.
Oh, come on. Don't you think you're overdoing it a little bit?
How many times do we have to hear this? Yes, my country is open.
Right.
Come in, please. Bring your weapons inspectors
right.
in. Yeah. Now that you've moved all of your mustard gas
mm-hmm.
somewhere we can't find it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like Tony Soprano hiding the money in his house.
In his backyard.
Yeah, Saddam actually is hiding all his nuclear weapons under a bunch of kernel corn.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike show.
Buzz, that's very, Mike, that's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They take the tugboat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
All right. We're to Philly tomorrow via Amtrak. Members of the Don and Mike Show travel Amtrak on 1-888 USA Rail to make a reservation. Tomorrow we'll be at Legends right outside the vet. The Holiday will be inside Legends. The WYSC Extreme Team will be there. 10 hookers, guns, fire trucks.
It's going to be incredible. We want to see you starting at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
We have 18 pairs of tickets to see the Stones. The question is, what will you do to win the ticket?
We're looking forward to meeting a lot of people out there tomorrow, and especially a lot of Rolling Stones fans.
Absolutely. See you tomorrow. It's a talent show. It's a freak show. Mm-hmm. It's a what would you do show.
It's going to be great.
It's the first time we've ever done it in public, and we'd love to see you tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock at Legends.
Right.
For information, go to WYSP.com, even though I just went to WYSP.com.
Mm-hmm.
And our computer froze.
So you weren't able to get to our
computer froze.
But you found out about Spike.
Yes, Spike has been
promoted.
Promoted from middays to 11 o'clock at night.
So you can listen to Spike, all you Spike fans, at 11 o'clock tonight.
So it's Matt and Huggy tonight after us on YSP.
And Cousin Ed in the middays.
Back to the midday for Cousin Ed.
And That's it for a while.
Yeah, that's where Cousin Ed belongs, is in the midday. That's a good time slot for him. I like the show then.
Fantastic.
There you go. And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And, of course, Tim's head is just exploding. Tim Sabia, the program director, his head is just exploding. This is like the 10th time he's redone the lineup on the station in 2 weeks.
Plus the constant beard trimming. Saddam Hussein surprised a lot of people and impressed a lot of other countries when he did a sudden turnaround yesterday. He announced that United Nations weapons inspectors would be allowed into his country.
Radio 156, headline news.
Unconditionally. UN officials are meeting with officials from Iraq about that this evening, in fact.
I believe him not, Buzz.
Yes, I know. Okay. Hussein only made that offer after President Bush said we'll invade Iraq in a matter of days or weeks. And quoting Secretary of State Colin Powell, we've seen this game before.
Powell and the president are advising the world not to be too impressed with Saddam's overture.
Really, why are we such pussies when it comes to Saddam?
That was an incredible sound that you just made. I'm not sure what came out of your mouth.
Just
but right
squeal.
Before you said it was a, it almost had a Chewbacca-like quality.
Well, you know, obviously my voice is feeling much stronger, and
yes.
I'm getting the bottom end back, and I'm getting
right.
the top end back.
How does it feel?
And, it feels great.
Good.
I mean, it feels great, and that was just raw emotion.
Yes, it was.
You want him dead. It's like 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The guy did the same thing yep. to W's dad.
Right? I know.
How much do we put up with as Americans? How much do we take?
Well, not very much more, I don't think.
Oh, come on. I've been hearing it for 12 years, bud.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't think we're going to go in. I don't think it's going to happen now.
Really?
He's playing the game, and it's certainly not going to happen right away because he's letting the inspectors in.
And I'll say this, as always, every other goddamn country in the world, with the exception of Canada, and they don't count, and England, every other country's turning their back on us, as
yeah.
always.
Yeah, and until there's something that they really need help with.
Right. Yeah, like the French. F the French.
You know, Don, for as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
First day, kill the French before you kill Saddam.
Really?
Really? Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah, you, as long as I've been living, the French have been f***ing us.
You two had such a great time in France, so I thought you turned around your entire opinion of France.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely land, but a bad people.
Yeah.
Why don't we drop all the French people on him?
Like as human bombs?
Yeah. Agreed. All I know is that any time any country gets its ass in a sling...
Mm-hmm.
We come riding in on a silver horse.
Yeah.
We save the day.
Right.
And now there's a guy who everybody agrees around the world,
even the boss,
mm-hmm. is an a-hole.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everybody agrees. He's a nudnik. He's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. He's an evil dictator.
Kills right. his own people.
That's right.
But yet, for whatever reason, all of these countries, they can't come together with us on this.
Right.
No, it's the United States and Canada and Britain.
Mm-hmm.
F them!
Has no one fought this?
Why don't the three of us come together?
Uh-huh.
And just... Well, really, it's all United States, really. It's not really Canada. It's,
no.
They suck.
Yeah, but England is a decent ally.
Yeah.
England,
England can kiss my ass.
Don...
They're all right, Mike.
Your politics, as always, are isolationist.
They're all right, but remember, think about history.
Yes.
They were the enemy.
Well, they were.
They were.
Mm-hmm. Canada has never been the enemy, I believe.
No. That's a pussy country. You know what that is? That's USA light. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. They might as well just call that USA up there.
Now, they're going to be one of the few countries that supports us, and here you are calling them a pussy country. How is that going to form your coalition? Your coalition of one.
Because, Mike, it will be the Canadian soldiers that I send in first.
Like the British used to use the Irish?
That's right.
Like, what's that movie?
That's right.
What's that movie? God. What the hell is the movie with Mel Gibson? Braveheart.
Yes, Braveheart.
Yeah, that's right.
Send in the British. Send in the Irish. They're cheaper than arrows. Well, that's what the Irish meant to the British in those days.
Well, this probably won't surprise you, but it was confirmed today that the same Al-Qaeda responsible for the attack on America last year was also responsible for the killing of American reporter Daniel Pearl this year. A source in Pakistan says one of the Al-Qaeda militants arrested in a raid last week has been identified as one of Pearl's killers.
You know, Buzz, here's the thing.
What?
And my apologies for breaking in on this. Not only you, but everybody.
Right.
I'm so goddamn sick of hearing about this stuff.
Right.
And this is not an indictment of your choice of the news.
I understand.
Or anybody else. But it's, let's get off our ass and do something. Or let's just shut the frig up.
Send it.
You know, so we know that this is the guy who killed the guy from the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Right. We know that Bin Laden's a bad guy. We know Hussein's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. We know that there might be terrorists in this country. Do something.
Right.
Do something. Stop giving me the same regurgitated pablum every day.
There is a feeling that I get around this country that we're like waiting for something bad to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate that feeling.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
But you know what? If something bad happens, we'll get off our ass.
And I
don't want something bad to happen either.
Right. I mean, I would think that that's the way everybody feels about it. You know, and it's frustrating.
For my money, enough bad things have already happened in America.
They have.
Oops. Jailers here in Washington.
Bad for some people and good for others.
Yes.
Yes, this is true.
There's been enough bloodshed already.
I agree. Yeah. Can't we all just get along?
Jailers here in Washington mistakenly freed a Pakistani man who threatened to kill the president a week after 9/11 last year.
What?
The Washington Post says that prisoner and three others were released last month mistakenly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Pakistani and two others later turned themselves in, but the fourth man is still out there somewhere.
All right.
Enough.
Find the person that did that, too.
Yes. Enough.
Uh-huh.
Enough. A break.
Okay.
A break.
We'll freshen up and
now everybody feels the way you do.
It's not you, Buzz.
I understand.
It's not you. Don't take it personally.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
Jesus Christ. But why can't I have some nice J-Lo Ben Affleck news, okay? give me a little of that, for God's sake.
I have stuff like that.
I know you do.
And I'd like some J-O news.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
Yours are fine.
Mike?
Yeah.
So are yours.
Thank God. Wait till tomorrow.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, old NBA players don't retire. They come to Washington. As expected, Patrick Ewing, who spent most of his career in New York, announced his retirement as a player today. But he's coming to Washington to be a different kind of player. He says Michael Jordan's offered him an assistant coaching job with the Washington Wizards. Ewing was drafted out of Georgetown in 1985.
Yeah.
Redskins quarterback Shane Matthews is okay.
Whatever you say, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. An MRI today revealed his injured non-throwing shoulder has nothing but a bruise.
Who's that, Shane Matthews?
Yes. Matthews says he didn't think it was serious.
No, he was taken out of the game last night because he sucks ass.
He says he's confident he'll be back in the lineup on Sunday.
Mark my words.
Uh-huh.
I went on at halftime on the Redskins broadcast on WJFK.
Right.
And I said three things. I said, first...
Mm-hmm.
The crowd is very into it.
Yep.
I've never heard this place as loud as it is tonight, except back when it was RFK.
Right.
Number two, they're keeping Donovan McNabb in the pocket.
Yeah.
The problem is the defense just sucks. They can't do anything about it.
Right.
And number three, Danny Werfel's going to be the quarterback in the second half.
And you were right about right. All three.
And Danny Werfel was the quarterback in the second half, and he...
No, he's not retarded.
Well, he played like one.
And then you called for pepper spray.
Finally, as I was leaving, I said, please, is the only chance the Redskins have is to pepper spray the entire Eagles team.
And then they tried. Too little, too late. Finally, pickled human fingertips were the big winner at the North American Hazardous Material Management Association convention this year.
Mm-mm.
Every year, the association has what it calls its Pickled Skunk Brains Awards. It's a competition for the most unusual item handled by any hazmat team in the country over the past year. This year, the winner was a jar of fingertips from a woman who had handled arsenic. She kept the fingers in a jar on the advice of her lawyer. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, for those Motown fans listening... Is that fingertips part one and two?
Yes. And three and four.
Never mind.
No!
Yes. Oldies fans again.
You might make it after all.
All right, that's it. Philly, we'll see you tomorrow.
Legends!
3 o'clock at Legends, right across the street from Veterans Stadium. As many freaks, as many oddities, as many talents as you have.
And lots of ladies.
Bring them down. Yes. Nudity optional.
Amen.
We will have G-strings and pasties.
Pasties.
Well, and pastries.
We treat them like pastries.
And 18 pairs of Stones tickets to give away.
Wow.
On tomorrow's show, live from Philadelphia, we will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you...
Tomorrow's your birthday.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.